especially if we are able to fix this primarily. Let me go ahead and grab Sean here real quick.
Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the Regional Pricing Director of the area. Am I speaking with Nick?
Yes, sir.
Pleasure to meet you, sir. I had JP, he sent over information to catch me up to speed a little bit here, and he left a lot of notes, so I wanted to make sure I address everything here with you. First thing that catches my eye, though, is getting verified through Google. Seems like you might been going through the ringer with this.
I'm a little jaded. Yeah, I pretty much gave up. I mean, I gave up on it, and really, I really didn't even care because we've been able to amass a pretty good clientele without using Google, which not many people can do. But somehow we did it.
Yeah. Well, listen, man, I mean, it seems like you're hustling, and that's what you got to do, right? The show goes on,
yeah.
You know? So I take my hat off to you, sir. But at the same time, I mean, being on Google is one thing. Being listed on the first page is a whole other thing, and that's what we can help you with,
yeah.
Being a premier partner. But the first and foremost thing is getting you verified to even say, yeah, we're going to get you on first page. Anyone tells you you're going to get on first page without that.
That's the problem I have. Like, until I get verified, I'm like very skeptical because every time you guys would be the fifth company if I were to move forward, and every company has had a moment of success where it gets verified, and then 2 weeks later, I'm suspended again.
Oh.
So I don't know if like maybe all the old suspended accounts need to be deleted.
Right.
I don't know, man. I really gave up on it, and I'm so busy that I didn't care. However, going into these economic times that we're going into, I would like to have the security of being able to rank high on Google.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to have that option, but I'm not going to buy. Stretch the imagination. I gotta be honest with you, I'm not the biggest fan.
Well, I understand why. Yeah, rightfully so. I mean, if you've been through so many loopholes and everything, back and forth, getting verified and getting flagged, I don't know what's going on there on that, but
well,
I can assure you this, this is not our first rodeo.
I think, and everybody says that no, it can't be, but I think it's shadow banning from a political nature. That's what I personally think it is.
Well, you know what, sir? Your quality of work, I'm looking at all this, and it's amazing. And for anyone that's trying to put you down on there, it's because they're afraid of you, all right, and what great company you have. That's the reason why we're even reaching out to you, sir. Let's be real, right? I mean, you have a great reputation.
We do good work.
Yeah.
So we do good work. We have everything legitimate. We have every license. I mean, we're probably the only restoration company doing it the legal way, literally with every single license and insurance you could have.
Okay, I lived in Woodland Hills. I'm telling you, you're probably right.
Exactly. Well, I've worked with all those other companies, and so I know how they do business.
I do too. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 1,000%. Okay, let me try to address one thing here, because I do see you have a Google business profile up. I just want to make sure if this is a right one, because it definitely has the right phone number and everything here. But I want to kind of go into detail, because normally when I hear this, it's something small, but may not be since you had so many different companies try to help you out here. The address that is listed on is 19850 Friar Street, Woodland Hills, 91367. Is that the right address?
Yes, that's a home address. Like so,
okay.
Since when I expanded the business, it was right during COVID, and right when we were looking for a place to set up shop, when COVID hit, and we ended up working out of the house, and I outgrew it about 2 years ago, but we're still stuck there.
Okay, no, it's okay. I'm looking at every avenue that could ding, you know, have Google ding this. You know what I mean?
Let me throw you this curveball.
Go for it.
One of the companies that I first hired was from a colleague of mine introduced me to a guy that runs marketing and things for very cheap, low wage because they're out of India. And I quit doing business with them, but I thought that originally that was the reason why they were maybe flagging them.
Okay, yeah, that does make a difference of who you're working with. Now, one thing I can assure you on this one, though, sir, we're a premier partner with Google. That's the highest tier partnership that they trust to handle SEO. So I'm kind of happy that...
I've heard that one before.
Yeah, okay. Well, we prove it by our results, sir. You know, I mean...
Yeah.
It's not about how much money you're spending.
Hey, listen,
you know?
I trust you and I believe you. I'm just telling you what I've been through.
My next question for you on this one, sir, is the phone number that we're talking on, it's ending with the 1817. Now, I'm noticing on other directories here it's a different phone number too. Does this phone number sound familiar?
So,
yeah, go for it. Let me hear you.
Is it 310-594-1300?
No, it's a 424-600-2528.
That is a Yelp. What do you call it? Like a ghost number. That's not a real number.
Okay. Yeah, we need to clean that up too. So these little things. Okay.
But I didn't put that there, so I don't know how that got there.
Okay. So I'm glad I'm pointing these things out because that right there, puts me right to Yelp. It has your website. That's great, but customers, if they're going to look up anything and they're going to give you a call, they're calling a ghost number. So that's not good. So we need to switch that up right away.
No, the phone number, if you ring that number, it goes straight to my 424-299-1817. But it was a number that was created by Yelp. So it must be just, they call it your phone number ID or something.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
You know, when I call a customer from Yelp, I don't get their real number. You get assigned a number. You know, they do it for privacy reasons.
Yeah. Okay. I understand now. Okay.
Hey, John. John, let me tell you real quick.
Yeah.
In 3 minutes, I'm pulling into the city of La Fuente. I have an hour and a half to obtain a permit we've been trying to get for 1 month. The city's open from 1 to 3 p.m., their building and planning department. And so I got to run in there and do that just in 3 minutes. In 3 minutes, but after I'm done, can we pick it up?
Yes, please. I really want to take this on to help your business, sir. I see a good opportunity here for your company. You have a great business here, and I think you'd be the best candidate for this, personally.
Well,
so
all I really want to do is just get my landing page back up and running. All I really want. I mean, I don't even need to rank on the first page. I just want to have a landing page.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that we can help with, okay? Nick, when's a better time I can reach back out to you? When do you think it'll be done?
I don't know how long this is going to take, but let's assume they make me suffer for an hour and a half. I doubt it.
Okay.
But they close at 3. It's 1:30 right now. So I would say 3 p.m. we could probably pick it back up. Or earlier, is there a number I could call back?
Yeah, I was going to say, can I text you my direct phone number here?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Let's go both ways here. So I'll send you a generic text here. So you have my extension.
Number.
Okay. Let me see here. Boom, boom, boom. I just sent a text to you. Let me know you got it.
Yeah, I got it. 877-635-6225.
That's me. Yes, sir. And my extension is there. you could text me on that number too. Doesn't matter. Okay. If I don't hear anything sooner, I'll give you a call around like 3:30 if that's okay with you.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Maybe like 3:15 right around that time. If you haven't heard sooner.
All right. We'll take it by, you know, one step at a time.
Your name is John, yes?
Yes, sir. That's me.
Okay. All right. Thank you, John. Look forward to talking soon.
Likewise, sir. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.